In October, our After the News at Noon series will be something quite special. Philosophy in Music, the intersection of philosophical thought and music of the time period or cultures represented. My special guest for this series is Dr. Jörg Tusk, Chair of the Philosophy Department at Salisbury University. Join us as we present a pairing of great ideas of philosophy and musical selections that reflect them. After the News at Noon, each weekday in October on WSCL 89.5.
Hello, I'm Jörg Tuske from the Philosophy Department here at Salisbury University. Today, I'll be talking about Aristotle. Aristotle was a student of Plato, and he became the tutor of Alexander the Great. While he was indebted to Plato, he rejected his teacher's view that there was a world beyond the physical world of which we could have more secure knowledge than of the ever-changing world we inhabit. Aristotle's writings cover the whole range of philosophical and also scientific inquiry. One of his most outstanding contributions is perhaps to ethics and politics. In his work, The Nicomachean Ethics, he addresses the question, what constitutes a flourishing life? His answer is that humans only flourish when they can fully develop their capacities. This development, however, cannot come at the expense of other members of society. There has to be a balance between the exercise of my capacities and the respect for the exercise of other people's capacities. Aristotle argues that we can only achieve happiness if we cultivate virtues. He defines virtues as lying midway between two extremes. For example, a courage lies midway between cowardice and foolhardiness, modesty between shyness and shamelessness, generosity between meanness and wastefulness. Aristotle calls this the golden mean. He believes that striving for the golden mean makes for a balanced personality and therefore a happy and moral life. Aristotle's views on ethics are connected to his views on politics. His famous quote, "Man is by nature a political animal," sums up the idea that for Aristotle, our lives contain a social and political dimension that is closely linked with human flourishing. Human beings can only reach their full potential within a society. The purpose of good government is to enable the citizens of a state to lead happy and fulfilling lives. In addition to his contributions to ethics and politics, Aristotle is famous for his teachings on logic and biology. While his biological studies were used until the 19th century, his logic is still studied at universities worldwide.
Thank you, Dr. Tuska. The music that we heard while he spoke today were piano works played by Dino Mastroianis, the works of composer Yannis Konstantinidis. We heard selections from 44 miniatures on original Greek folk tunes. We continue the music with A Full and Happy Life, Mozart's A Tremor of Joy. Soprano Sibylla Rubens is joined by pianist Erwin Gage.
Thank you.
Hello, I'm Jörg Tuske from the philosophy department here at Salisbury University. Today, I'll be talking about philosophy in medieval Europe. After the fall of the Roman Empire, European philosophical activity was mainly concerned with reconciling Greek philosophy and Christian doctrine. During the period between about 600 and 1000 AD, which is often referred to as the Dark Ages, philosophical thought was much more active in the Islamic world than in Europe. For example, it is only thanks to translations of the works of Aristotle into Arabic that his thoughts were preserved and could be reintroduced into Europe in the 13th century. One of the main philosophical contributions of European philosophers, such as Anselm of Canterbury, Duns Scotus, and Thomas Aquinas, are discussions of the relationship between reason and faith. In particular, this is the time when many of the arguments for the existence of God were first formulated in the Christian context. One such argument is the so-called teleological argument, or the argument from design. While the argument goes back to Greek thought, it became very popular as part of a Christian worldview. According to the teleological argument, everything in the universe can be said to have a purpose and has a design that helps it to reach its purpose. For example, a frog egg becomes a tadpole, which in turn becomes a frog. So the argument goes that if every part of the universe has a purpose, then there must also be a purpose for the universe as a whole. This purpose must come from outside of the universe, and hence God. In similar fashion, if everything has the design to reach its purpose, then there must be a designer, and this designer is God. This argument is not without criticism, as has been pointed out by a number of philosophers during the Middle Ages and subsequently. One such criticism is that even if certain parts of the universe have a purpose, it does not follow that the universe as a whole has a purpose. Likewise, what we think of as design might be explainable in terms of natural explanations, such as natural selection or simple causation. This and other arguments for the existence of God have become part of the philosophical discussion and have led to the general question whether faith can ever be justified by reason.
We've been listening to members of Pifaro playing selections from their archive production release, Canzoni e Danze, Songs and Dances. That last work was by Arkadelt, Donna Quandra Pietosa. Before that, a Pavan and a Passameo played while Dr. Tuska was speaking. Join us tomorrow for more philosophy in music.
Hello, I'm Jörg Tuske. Today, I would like to talk about the Swiss philosopher Jean-Jacques Rousseau, who lived from 1712 until 1778. Rousseau is perhaps most famous for a quote that became the motto of the French Revolution: liberty, equality, fraternity. He introduced three ideas into Western philosophy that have had a profound influence on subsequent views of society and education. His first idea is that human civilization is a bad thing. Rousseau believed that human beings are fundamentally good, but that they become corrupted by the influence of civilization. He agreed with thinkers such as Hobbes that humans used to live in a state of nature and came together to form a social contract. But unlike Hobbes, he did not think that this was a good thing. Rousseau believed in the idea of the noble savage, whose natural feelings and inclinations are suppressed by the undue influence of society. This leads to Rousseau's second important claim, the idea that feeling and emotion trump reason. Unlike his contemporaries, Rousseau did not believe in the concept of enlightenment through reason. For him, reason is a force that suppresses our natural feelings more often than not. Thus, Rousseau advocated an education system that emphasizes emotional development over the development of reason. In particular, he wanted education to be based on practice and example, not on books and classroom instruction. Finally, Rousseau argued that there is such a thing as a general will that exists over and above the will of individual members of society. In every political decision, this will needs to be discovered via public discourse and then implemented. Once it has been discovered, all members of society have to subject themselves under this general will. While some of Rousseau's ideas have enriched our political discourse, the concept of the general will has been subject to distortion and misinterpretation by totalitarian governments who claim to represent this general will.
Thank you, Dr. Tuska. As Jörg began speaking about Rousseau today, we heard the Marseillaise, played by the Millar Brass Ensemble, and during his talk, we heard the second movement of Sonata No. 1 by Jean-Baptiste Krumpholz, an example of the very simple, bucolic, pastoral melodies that were favored as Rousseau's philosophy of the natural man came into the zeitgeist of the times in France. With Jean-Jacques Rousseau being our philosopher of today, we have a special treat. He was not just a philosopher. He was what was once called the perfect courtier, the well-rounded man, who also wrote music. So we're able to share two of his songs with you today. In a performance by Dutch soprano Madelon Michel and accompanying her on the pianoforte, Fania Shapiro, we'll hear two songs by Jean-Jacques Rousseau, Que le jour me dure, The Day is Hard for Me When I'm Away from You, and The Rose.